This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One has the right to be worshipped or unconditionally obeyed, except for him. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his final messenger. We ask Allah to send his peace and blessings upon him, the prophets and messengers before him, his family and companions alongside him, and those that follow in his blessed path until the day of judgment. We ask Allah to make us amongst them. Allahumma ameen. Dear brothers and sisters, one of the most touching videos I have ever seen in my life was actually one of the first Islamic videos in English to go viral about 15 years ago. It was this young Saudi man by the name of Abdullah who was paralyzed from neck down due to a swim accident. And he was speaking about his experiences going through that paralysis and the awakening of the heart that came through that paralysis. And how he didn't used to pray when he physically was able to pray. And how he didn't used to treat his mother right when he physically could hug her. He didn't used to turn the pages of the Qur'an when he had the hands to be able to turn the pages of the Qur'an. And he was asked by the interviewer what his three wishes were, if there were three things he could wish for. And he said in a beautiful way, he said, the first thing is that I would fall in sujood and I would not get up. That I would go into prostration, sajda, the ability to do sujood, to put my face on the ground and not get up. And he said that, I fear that ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقْ وَيُدْعُونَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ, that people on the day of judgment are called to do sajda and they can't. And he said, when I used to physically be able to do sajda, but I was spiritually paralyzed, no one felt sorry for me. And he said, and I wish I could turn the pages of a mushaf. Just the feeling of having fingers and being able to turn the pages. And he said, I wish I could enter upon my mother on Eid and give her a hug the way that I didn't used to when I was healthy. And subhanAllah, we are here praying Jum'ah for the first time in 6 months. I don't know if any of you really thought about how long it's been, 6 months. And we're praying here on the lawn, similar to the outdoor Jum'ah, which was the first Jum'ah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the tribe of Salam ibn Auf, where Masjid al-Jum'ah is in Medina right now, where he prayed on his way from Quba to the city of Medina, the first Jum'ah with his companions in the outdoors under the heat of the sun. And the Texas sun is not like the sun of Medina, even though it's hot. And I want us to reflect on this statement from Imam Ibn Ata'illah rahimahullah ta'ala, one of his hikam, one of his wisdoms. He said, مِنْ عَلَمَاتِ مَوْتِ الْقَلْبِ عَدَمُ الْحُزْنِ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكَ مِنَ الْمُوَافَقَاتِ وَتَرْكُ النَّدَمِ عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتَهُ مِنْ وُجُودِ الزَّلَّاتِ. He said that one of the signs of a dead heart is the absence of sadness over the acts of obedience you have neglected and the abandonment of regret over the mistakes you have made. I'm going to say that again. A sign of the heart's death is the absence of sadness over the acts of obedience that you have neglected and the abandonment of regret over the mistakes that you have made. When you think about that first one, I want to talk about what a living heart looks like under siege. The opposite of a dead heart that doesn't feel sad when there is no Jum'ah, that doesn't feel sad when there is no Salah, similar to what the scholars talked about with the passing of Ramadan, the ibadah, the worship of missing Ramadan and the worship of longing for the next one, that it's something in the heart and that we have to pay attention to the signs of these hearts. What the scholars mentioned first and foremost is look at the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compared the hypocrites of Tabuk to those that were unable to go forth with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As for the mukhallafun, those who held back in Tabuk, that made every excuse. Ironically, the first one, لا تنفروا في الحر. They made every excuse in the world to not go out with the Prophet ﷺ, and these were the same people who would always make excuses. Their tongues were long, their praises were long of the Prophet ﷺ, but their actions were always deficient with the Prophet ﷺ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals Surah At-Tawbah about them, that Allah does not need you, and had those people went with you, they would have been baggage. They're not worth your time and they are not worth the attention of Allah, and their excuses mean nothing because those are the signs of dead hearts. They were pleased. Allah says, farihu, radu. They were pleased to stay back. They weren't people with legitimate excuses. They were happy that they were able to stay back. On the other hand, Allah talks about these two men that could not go out with the Prophet ﷺ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforts them by assuring them of the full reward, not just that they were not punished, and of the category of the hypocrites who farihu, who were pleased to not be able to do anything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforts them and tells them they have the same reward as those who would have gone out with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers and sisters, last week we talked about the tawaf of the hearts around the Kaaba. Right now, I want us to think about those Ansar in Medina. Because when I speak to my Hujjaj from last year, they miss Medina. And a lot of people miss Medina. And subhanAllah, I was thinking about this, those Ansar in Medina who did not meet the Prophet ﷺ, and I want you to think about them for months. Going out and standing in the trees in Quba and looking out under the hot sun to see if the Prophet ﷺ was making his arrival today or not. For months, going out, longing for a man that they had not seen. Most of them never saw the Prophet ﷺ, but they already loved him. And going out under the hot sun and looking with their hearts and anticipating the moment of seeing the Prophet ﷺ. Their hearts were already Sahaba before they were physically Sahaba. Their hearts were already companions. They didn't even know how the Prophet ﷺ looked. They'd never physically been with him, but their hearts were already with the Prophet ﷺ. And likewise, the believers who were deprived of physically being with the Prophet ﷺ, but whose hearts are with the Prophet ﷺ, who have the moment of anticipation when you get to Medina, you land in Medina, and you wait for that moment of anticipation to go and to say salam to the Prophet ﷺ. And of course, salam reaches him everywhere. But to say salam in front of the grave of the Prophet ﷺ, and that should be reflective of the anticipation of the Prophet ﷺ saying salam to us in the Akhirah, in the hereafter, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. That's an anticipation that you develop. That, Ya Allah, as you forbade me from physically being amongst those that received the Prophet ﷺ, do not forbid me from being amongst those that are received by the Prophet ﷺ. That's a living heart that talks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and develops that reflection. Dear brothers and sisters, some of you have heard the hadith of Ukasha, where the Prophet ﷺ mentioned these people who had this highest level of paradise. And they are 70,000 that enter without any form of accountability or any form of punishment. And Ukasha radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, make dua, I'm amongst them. Ud'u Allah an akuna minhum. The Prophet ﷺ said, anta minhum. And another man said, Ya Rasulullah, me too. And the Prophet ﷺ said, sabaqaka biha Ukasha. Ukasha beat you to it. What many don't know is that many of the muhaddithin, they said that the second man was a hypocrite. He was not a person who had that sincere desire like Ukasha. So the Prophet ﷺ was politely dismissing him because he was someone who would just throw out those words, but they didn't mean anything here. They didn't mean anything in the heart of a person that desired the company of the Prophet ﷺ. And Ukasha radiallahu ta'ala anhu showed that his heart's desire gained him the company of people whose actions he could not meet. How much do you hear about Ukasha radiallahu anhu from the companions of the Prophet ﷺ? But his heart's desired it. Dear brothers and sisters, in conclusion, I want us to think about this. Small steps towards change that are meaningful originate out of big dreams. They originate out of long periods of introspection, out of sitting with yourself and looking at the images of the Kaaba and not being like a person who just is walking and like going and forwarding these cool images from the Kaaba, but a person who sits down and looks at those images of the empty Kaaba in isolation, all by themselves, sitting in the corner of their home and says, Ya Allah, sees the images of the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ and says, Ya Allah, I wish I could be there. Ya Allah, you know how much I want to be there. Those are moments where you give life to your heart that then produces meaningful resolution that shows in your mini steps towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where your heart generates that in moments of introspection where you give life to the heart and you say, Ya Allah, I miss Jumu'ah. Ya Allah, I miss Fajr in the masjid. Ya Allah, I know I wasn't always regular, but Ya Allah, I want to be regular. Ya Allah, I miss it. Ya Allah, open the doors for me. And subhanAllah, I was listening to this person talking about the voyeurism of today, when we see the blast in Beirut. How many people just shared it and did not take a moment to just think about the human devastation of that blast. But it was just quickly cool images that you just circulate. That's death of the heart. And he was saying that's the death of our anticipation, of our emotions. The death of our emotions. That a person sits with that and says, yeah, Allah, I wish I could do something for them. Yeah, Allah, when I see oppression, yeah, Allah, I wish I could be there by my brother or sister right now and do something for them. Yeah, Allah, may Allah make it easy for those people, because you sit with it in silence. And so maybe the greatest gift that Allah is giving us in this pandemic is the silence that can generate a living heart, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, that can produce inspired action when these circumstances are lifted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lift them from us sooner rather than later. May Allah forgive us for our shortcomings. May Allah give life to our hearts and give life to our deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people of ihsan. Allahumma ameen. Dear brothers and sisters, those of you that are in your cars can come out inshaAllah ta'ala as I break for the khutbah, and then we will begin the salah. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا ولا تعذبنا. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه. إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم أصلح أحوال إخواننا المنكوبين في كل مكان. اللهم أصلح أحوال إخواننا المنكوبين في كل مكان. اللهم أصلح أحوال إخواننا المنكوبين في كل مكان. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على النعماء يزد لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.